Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
It is Onyx Queen. We are back. I know it's been a long, long time. But, yes, it is true. We are back. I had to take a break. It was quite a long break. But I had to take a break and really decide what I wanted to do with my show. As people may have known in the past that I had a very successful online show on Ustream for about 5 years. And I really wanted to get back to doing that, but I wanted to change the format of it because the way that the show was going and kind of how the twists and turns and things that was happening with the show was not quite what I was looking for. It wasn't really fulfilling to me. So I wanted to try to find a different way to present the show and a different way to do the show. So I am going back to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio has been amazing, to get the word out for businesses and entertainment. I started out at Blog Talk Radio even before Ustream. So I want to get back to doing stuff on Blog Talk Radio. That will allow me to turn this not only into a radio show, but also a podcast as well. So it will archive everything so you can go back and listen to stuff. I already have a bunch of episodes that are on here already from past years that have to do with social media, tips for Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. I covered a myriad of different subjects so that people could kind of get an understanding, a little 101 on social media. So definitely go back through my archives and check that out. I am glad to be back. I'm happy to be back. This is going to be something I'm going to do on a regular basis. I am going to try to come up with a good upload schedule where I can upload pre-recorded things. I will also have live instances with my show that I will have guests on the show. I already have guests lined up already. I shared with a few people that my show is coming back, and they already have bombarded me with emails like, oh, my goodness, I want to come on your show. I want to, you know, they may have done the show in the past when I was on a different medium online, and they're willing to come back again, and they were excited to come back. So I think that that's just amazing. So I can't wait to reveal the guests that I have coming up before the end of the year. I definitely am pretty much almost booked up to the end of the year, but if you would like to be a guest on the show, we are covering all different types of lifestyle subjects. So anything that has to do with foodie stuff, anything that has to do with natural hair, anything that has to do with fashion, we're covering all of that, all of that. Anybody who knows me knows that I went back to my natural hair 12 years ago. It was a big decision, but it was one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life. Folks that know, in the past couple of years, I actually did a huge move from the D.C. area. I was in the DMV for 15 years. I am a native New Yorker, born and raised in Queens, But after I completed college, a couple of years after that, I moved to the D.C. area in 98, and I lived there for close to 15 years. And then I moved to Atlanta a couple of years ago. I love it. I absolutely love it. Atlanta was actually, I should say the state of Georgia was actually one of my marketing and sales territories in my old 9-to-5 job. So I was in Atlanta all the time in years past. So when I left my 9-to-5 job to pursue my business full-time 6 years ago, it was always on my mind that I would move to the Atlanta metro area. And I am here, established myself here. I've done quite a few events here, one of which took place last weekend, which I want to talk about, I want to share about, because I just think that it was just amazing. And I had a couple of bloggers come through to the event, and they wrote such just, I can't even thank them enough. And I will let you know who they are. I can't thank them enough because they wrote two very nice write-ups about my event, doing recaps. And one of the bloggers actually did a video recap as well on top of writing about it in her blog, which I so appreciate. And I will get into that in a few. But I just wanted to give kind of a rundown of where the business is and what's happening and just kind of give you an update on life, you know. As I said, I did leave my 9-to-5 job 6 years ago, have not looked back since. You know, it has been quite the journey, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I have a group of clients right now who are doing such great things. They are on Food Network. I have a couple of celebrity chefs that I work with. They're on Food Network. I have a fashion boutique. You know, it's just wonderful. I have an author who's about to do some major television as well. Just everything is just flowing and clicking really well, and I'm very proud of where the company is right now. Just to recap a little bit, Onyx Queen Media is the parent company to several other outlets. So I just wanted to kind of recap those for those that may not know. I go by the name Onyx Queen. That's my nickname. It's been my nickname for years. Some people do know my government name, and if you do a little digging, it doesn't take much to really dig to find out my government name, but a lot of people just call me Onyx, or they call me Queen. But yes, Onyx Queen Media is the umbrella company for several other ventures that I have going on. The first major venture under Onyx Queen Media is Blackberry Naturals. Blackberry Naturals is the section of the company that deals with natural hair events, and I have put on several events under the Blackberry Naturals umbrella, and it has been amazing. The response has been so wonderful. It has just been absolutely rewarding. I just had an event this past weekend. It was the Blackberry Naturals Pink Leaf Retreat. As we know, this is the month of October, and I know it's all about, you know, fall and Halloween and candy, but we have to remember this is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. So the pink and the purple ribbons, you guys have those, you know, wear those ribbons out there and, you know, keep people in the know about these two situations. Those two things have hit my family directly, you know, and close people to me directly. So those are two things that are definitely close to me and, you know, close to my heart. And I did the Blackberry Naturals Pink Leaf Retreat. It was at the Marriott out in Stone Mountain. So if people don't know, Stone Mountain Park has two hotels in it. It has two Marriott hotels. And the Evergreen Marriott Hotel, it's actually a beautiful resort in the woods. Amazing. I love, anybody who knows me knows that I absolutely adore Marriott. Marriott has been amazing to me, and I do the bulk, I would say probably 99.9% of my events with Marriott, and they have always been wonderful, and I can't shout them out enough. They took care of us last weekend like we were their own. You know, they kept us fed all day. you know, the package that I put together for the ladies who attended, we wanted for nothing. I mean, they were absolutely phenomenal. So shouts out to Marriott. I also want to give a special thanks to Carnella Harvey, who is the founder of Natural Hair Freedom, which is probably the top natural hair group here in the Atlanta metro area. It was one of the first groups that I actually joined when I moved to Atlanta as far as natural hair is concerned. She's very active on Twitter, very active on Instagram. So that's Carnella Harvey, Natural Hair Freedom. Definitely go check her out. She has great natural hair events, amazing. She has a meetup group as well. I'm going to talk a little bit about that as well for meetup.com because I have some information about that as well. And I also want to give a special shout out to Kimberly Isis Thomas. Isis joined us as well for our meeting, you know, our conference that we had over the past weekend. And she was just so gracious. What a sweet soul. Both of them. Both Carnella and Isis just have the sweetest souls ever. They are just the sweetest ladies. It was so wonderful to have them. I was very honored to have them and for them to take time out of their day to attend and share their expertise and join us for a delicious lunch. It was just a very empowering weekend and time that we had with budding entrepreneurs and established entrepreneurs. You know, everybody was learning from everyone else, which was really the goal. I never wanted it to be anything where, well, we're the entrepreneurs and you're trying to learn from us. That's never the goal with any of my events. We want everyone to learn from each other, best practices, tips and tricks to, you know, get your business off the ground. We did a segment called Are You a Wantrepreneur? So we went over all of the obstacles and things and fears that stop us from moving forward on the things that we should be doing to get our businesses off the ground. You know, that's definitely a major subject that we covered. We had a Zumba session with Akina Joy. If you guys search for Akina Joy on social media, she's Akina Joy on Twitter. She's Akina Joy on Instagram. She led us in amazing Zumba session that was so cool. We had such a great time. Everybody was just getting their little shimmy on and dance on. It was so nice. We had such a great time. And all of this I have recapped on my website. So you can go to onyxqueenmedia.com and look up, you know, you can just click on the Blackberry Naturals tab and you'll see the recap of everything. It was just a great time. We had Juliet Samuel, who is the CEO of Nairaju Skincare, which is a skincare line, extensive skincare line that deals directly with taking care of black skin and the issues and things that we go through as black people in general, especially black women, when dealing with our skin. And she just was amazing. She did a great session on essential oils and how we can use essential oils to improve our hair, our skin, and our overall health, which was amazing. We had Jules Jones, who is a natural hair stylist here in the Atlanta area. She works at High Texture Salon, and I believe that's out in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And she did a live hair demo and did a Q&A. And her session was very, you know, upbeat, and she had a live model who she did her hair and showed us really how to take care of our natural hair. She answered all of our, you know, burning questions on, you know, best practices and, you know, the types of products that she likes to use and just explaining, you know, natural hair and how best to care for it. And that was amazing. She got a lot of questions, and it was very interactive, and it was wonderful. So we really had a phenomenal time, you know, just getting to know all of the ladies there. Like I said, there were some ladies there who have yet to start a business and just wanted, like, you know, the encouragement and the tips. They left with documentation of how to, you know, start their business, how to get started and functioning on social media, how to market their business, We did a social media 101 session, a marketing online marketing 101. We covered so much. It was absolutely amazing. Everyone afterwards commented and said how they had such an amazing time. It was a very informative weekend, and it was just great. It was absolutely great. So again, visit www.onyxqueenmedia.com. That's onyxqueenmedia.com. If you want to see the recap, just click on the Blackberry Naturals tab and you'll see the recap. And we have another event that is coming, and I'm excited about this. This is going to be so great. Blackberry Naturals is going international. What does that mean? That means we will be in the beautiful city of Toronto, Canada. We will be in Toronto for NBA All-Star Weekend. Hey, oh, this is going to be good. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. We already have rooms held. We've got about 30 or so rooms held, and we are so excited to do this. We are going international. I have had a lot of naturals from the Canada area, especially Toronto, who have contacted me and said, hey, we would love to have this up here. You know, we do have some events up here, but, you know, not to this extent. And the natural hair movement is definitely slowly moving and slowly exploding in the Canada area, especially the Toronto, the city of Toronto. So we're going to be a part of that. We're bringing everything to the road. We're going on the road. We're going to be there during NBA All-Star Weekend 2016. This is the very first time that the NBA has done an international NBA All-Star Weekend. It is February 12th through the 15th. So it is the weekend of Valentine's Day, February 12th through the 15th, 2016. I am updating information on our website. We are getting our team together and ready. We're ready to travel to Toronto. I actually am very familiar with the Toronto area because I have an aunt who lives there, who's lived there for a little over 30 years, and we've visited her many times over the years. And I'm actually kind of excited because I get to see her. I haven't actually seen her in a couple of years, so it will be great to see her as well. And she has always been on the natural hair movement and on the organic kick from years ago when it wasn't popular. And we used to say, oh, auntie, you know, we always thought she was crazy. And now that the natural hair movement has come around and living an organic lifestyle and gluten-free and all these sort of things, we thought she was crazy back in the 80s when she was talking about all of this and she was telling us, you know, how we need to, you know, deal with this stuff and women and their health and the things that we deal with as far as our reproductive health, fibroids, all of the different things that we deal with, breast cancer, all these different things, especially since they affect Black women even higher than other races of women. So she was talking about this 30 years ago, and we were laughing at her saying, oh, she's being so particular and difficult. And now we wish we listened to her back then, because now I'm doing everything that she was doing back then, you know, probably times 10. So thank you, Auntie, for that. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to being in Toronto in early 2016. Yes, it is going to be cold. It is February in Toronto, but it's going to be amazing because if you think about it, the NBA All-Star weekends are always packed no matter city it's happening in or what's going on. So, and this is a first because it's the first international one. So this should be huge. So we're definitely looking forward to that. So Blackberry Naturals is going to be in the house. We're going to have amazing events going on. Like I said, we'll be updating the website periodically. Everything will be completely updated by November 1st, so we'll have a full 90 days and change, you know, to get everything together and, you know, get all of our speakers together. We already have a couple of speakers on board already. We already have a couple of presenters on board already. We already have a couple of sponsors on board already. And, you know, we just are so grateful to all of those folks. We're grateful to our sponsors. We're grateful to anybody who, you know, contributes to our events, supports our events. Even if you can't attend the event and you retweeted something or reposted something, we appreciate you because it gets the word out about what we're doing and the positive things that we want to put out to the public. I definitely want to say a very special thank you to our sponsors that we had at our past event. I mean, I can't even tell you how generous our sponsors were. It was almost like a dream, you know. I was so shocked when Beautiful Textures actually contacted me and said, hey, you know, we see this event, you know, that you have coming up, and we would love to, you know, be a sponsor for the event. I never dreamed that they would send the things that they sent. It was only supposed to be simple, you know, a couple hundred of the pillow pack samples, you know, like the little samples that you get on the side of a bottle, and they sent full-size products. I mean, I had four large boxes at the post office. It was amazing. So I want to say a special thank you to Beautiful Textures. If people are not familiar with Beautiful Textures, you may be more familiar with African Pride. African Pride Hairline has been around for years. Beautiful Textures is the line that works for natural hair, and it is all under the umbrella company of Strength of Nature, which, by the way, is headquartered here in Georgia. I believe they're in Savannah, Georgia. Special thank you and shout out to the folks over at Beautiful Textures and for the Garner Circle who, you know, takes care of their press stuff and their media stuff. Just amazing. They were amazing to work with. Beautiful Textures, thank you so much. Atlanta Evergreen Marriott, thank you for being our host hotel. Much appreciated. Thank you, Miss Akina Joy, who gave us the amazing Zumba session. Thank you so much to FCA Naturals, who this sister is just another powerhouse in the natural hair world. Just amazing. Her company, FCA Naturals, is wonderful. Definitely look them up on Instagram and on Twitter. Just Add Honey, Just Add Honey Tea Company is here in the Atlanta metro area. They have a beautiful little shop down there. Not too far away from Dr. King's birth home, if you know that area where the streetcars run. It is really a nice spot, and she actually rents the space out. It's a nice, cool little hipster little spot, and I love it. It has such a great laid-back atmosphere. You can go in there and use your Wi-Fi, and it kind of has, you know, it's like a Starbucks feel, but even better, you know. So thank you so much to Just Add Honey. They were a sponsor as well. Thank you to Uber Car Service. They were a sponsor as well. Embrace Me Naturally. Thank you to them. That was Jules Jones, who was the CEO of that company, who did the live hair demo. Thank you so much to Melissa from Sweet Brown Sludge. If you guys have not tried Sweet Brown Sludge, and yes, it is Sweet Brown Sludge, find her on Instagram. Her products are amazing. Her foot scrub is the truth. Definitely look them up. Thank you so much to Crystal from Innate Expression. She is actually a doctor here in the Atlanta metro area, and she has she's a chiropractor, and she does reflexology sessions, relaxation. It's just amazing. She did massages and things for the ladies at my event. It was so wonderful. Thank you so much, Crystal, for that. Thank you again to Carnella Harvey from Natural Hair Freedom. Thank you to Kimberly Isis Thomas from IHearThatGirl.com. Again, thank you so much for coming through and sharing your expertise. Thank you so much to Carla from Natural Tees. She had her natural T-shirt line there. And again, to Juliet Samuel, who shared her expertise on essential oils. And she is the CEO of Nairaju Skincare. All of these folks came together to just make a phenomenal event, a phenomenal weekend, a phenomenal time that really left the ladies with a lot to go home with, a lot to work on, a lot to think about, a lot to switch around in their life, because it left them so motivated. It left me motivated. And when you get motivated from your own event, that's when you know you're doing something right. And I had so many people email me afterwards and said, Renee, this was just amazing. This was absolutely, absolutely amazing. I really appreciated everybody that came through. So anybody who comes through, whether you know me as Onyx, whether you know me as Queen, or whether you know me as Renee or Nene, whatever, I'm all the same person. I really love what I do. Anyone who knows me in any of those situations knows one thing, is that I am always true to what I do. I say what I say, and I stick by it, and I always am willing to help, always am willing to help. And I love helping brands build their businesses. I love helping brands find a brand voice. That has been my life's goal. You know, I feel like that's been my life's goal and calling. Again, Blackberry Naturals, that is the second major part of the company. The other parts of the company that are coming soon, we are going to be having other events that are going to span into doing wine tasting events, where we're doing spa weekends and wine tastings. That is coming very soon. I will be making an announcement about that. So definitely pay attention to our social media. If you want to find us on the web, it's www.onyxqueenmedia.com. We are Onyx Queen Media on Instagram. We are Onyx Queen Media on Twitter. Just Google Onyx Queen Media, and you'll just see all the events and things that we have going on. And again, we are excited in 2016, February 12th through February 15th, we will be in Toronto, Canada. We're calling it the Blackberry Naturals Toronto Takeover. So please join us. It's going to be such a great time. So please do join us. We look forward to seeing you in the beautiful city of Toronto. If you've never been, I encourage you to, you know, pay attention to our social media, and we'll be releasing packages for double rooms. We'll be releasing packages for triples and quad rooms very soon. Everything will be updated on the website by November 1st, and you'll be able to start to book and get your tickets. So please, please follow us on social media. We're Onyx Queen Media on everything. And also, if you want to follow Blackberry Naturals, Blackberry Naturals, you can spell it out, the word blackberry and the word naturals. That is on Instagram. And then on Twitter, we are B-Berry Naturals. So B-B-E-R-R-Y and the word naturals spelled out. So B-Berry Naturals on Twitter and Blackberry Naturals spelled out on Instagram. Okay, so as I said, the Queenslayer is back. We are happy to be back. We are happy to be, you know, helping people and, you know, just doing the thing. You know, we love what we do, so we're back. Layer.